Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Or not.
Either way.
Either way. We're back.
Hello.
We're in the studio.
Is it all working?
Yeah, we're all working.
We're here.
You're on the air.
Yay.
Yay.
We are
back in the studio.
Oh.
Carol's back with us directing the show, so I don't have to direct my own shows anymore. That was fun.
And the cat won't be...
You did really
the
good.
The cat won't be walking all over the studio as we're doing
Aww.
It.
Yeah, yeah, he's confused. He's at home like, wait,
where
they left
go?
Me.
That was fun, though. Put new cameras in. We got HD cameras set up at home for when we can't be here. And we got the software in that kind of works. There's a couple bugs.
Kind of things.
A couple things we need to work out. But
yeah.
That wasn't a bad. It wasn't bad. We can do
no,
little things.
No, it wasn't.
Like the Carrie Fisher show, we were able to put clips up. And we had the nice little ending for Carrie.
She got her
star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We can do that stuff. I can't do that stuff here. But at least I don't have to direct the show while I'm here in the studio.
No.
Because Carol's directing the show. By the way, before we get started, know your Berkshires, Carol.
It's going to be May, not this Thursday, but the next Thursday. It's going to be Barks coming on.
Barks? Like dogs? Woof,
no,
woof.
No, B-A-R-C-A.
B-A-R-C. So know your Berkshires will tape next Thursday where...
Ooh.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Not this Thursday.
Not tomorrow, next Thursday.
Nice.
Where we'll be... I'll be in the director's chair after a month and trying to remember how to do
a
it.
A month and some change.
It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Before we get started, Eats a Pizza is coming. Make your plans to be at the Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 18th. That's tomorrow, folks.
Yes.
At 6 p.m. and sample pizza from some of the best pizza places in the Berkshires. There will be drawings, a 360 video booth, music, and, of course, lots of pizza. Eats a Pizza features pizza from Anna's Pizza, Papa John's, and Zuko's Family Restaurant. For more details about the event or to get your tickets, go to pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Eats a Pizza comes from Berkshire Community College. Got that
awesome.
So,
of course,
here's the latest.
Yes.
The writer's strike. Let's talk about the writer's strike.
Do I have to?
Oh, no.
Not that it... So far, it's killed daytime.
Nighttime talk
nighttime
shows.
Talk shows.
Yes.
But if I can find what I'm looking for. As of today.
Oh, yeah. Jeopardy 2.
Did it kill Jeopardy 2?
I think so. That Maya
Ballack.
She walked off quickly because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
And then I think, what's the man who has the...
Ken Jennings?
No, Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
He didn't have him on a show. He was supposed to be a guest someplace, but because of the writer's strike, he didn't go on.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Miriam Beacom, I can't even say her name, but...
She,
from Big Bang Theory,
Amy.
Blossom.
Amy
walked off.
Amy from Big Bang Theory.
In case you can't hear, because she doesn't have a microphone in front of her, walked off of Jeopardy.
Well,
yes.
And Michael J. Fox didn't show up for his show.
For a guest star.
He was a guest.
Oh, did, on Jeopardy?
No, on one of those talk shows.
Oh, on the late night talk shows. Yeah, because they're done because of the writer's strike. So here's the latest. Family Guy and American Dad.
Oh.
Their shows have been canceled indefinitely.
Oh, Seth
MacFarlane confirms popular animated sitcoms American Dad and Family Guy are canceled for an unspecific amount due to the WGA strike across the country.
Seth has got to be mad.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's got to be mad.
I wonder how that affected The Simpsons. Because I haven't heard anything about The Simpsons being
canceled. No, I haven't either.
That doesn't.
All I've really heard about is like late night award shows.
Late night was the first to go.
The award show writers, the hosts are like skirt. I'm not even going to do it.
It's like a couple of days before the MTV award shows. Drew Barrymore decided she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. After they ran that doggone clip.
They even ran it. MTV even ran it, or
afterwards,
the networks even ran it after the announcement came out that she was gone.
Yeah,
they even ran it.
Yeah.
Oh, also on top of that, you forgot to go ahead and tell Mom. MTV is finally shutting down after all these
years. MTV News is shutting down.
Oh, MTV News is shutting
down. Really? The news department's shutting down after all this time.
I heard that it's the whole channel.
Oh, they should, because there's really nothing going on on MTV.
It's not music. Sorry, people.
MTV is 40 years old, and we thank them for the first 4 years of music.
10 years.
First 10 years.
I mean,
and where's all the MTV video DJs? They're sitting on Series XM now.
Yeah.
They all have shows on Series XM. Nina Blackwood.
I'm not being mean or anything,
Alan
but
Hunter.
The young people have destroyed music.
No, it's not that.
For me, it they done it.
It's not that. It's just there's not a lot of videos coming out anymore.
That's what I mean. I mean,
no, that happened.
If you're going to sell something to the audience, I mean, at least take the time to at least have something out there.
No, what destroyed MTV? You're confused. What destroyed MTV
was
the reality shows.
That's what I meant.
Well, that's because
I didn't mean
MTV
music.
When MTV started, it was a 24-hour video channel.
Yeah.
All videos.
Yeah, the
all
videos.
The time.
I didn't mean the videos.
As the decades went on in the 80s and part of the 90s, MTV was flourishing. You know, there's some videos you couldn't play during the day that you could only play at night.
Exactly.
But then that started, as the 90s progressed into the 2000s, that started to drop off. And MTV wanted to fill it up with some more reality shows. Like, we don't have enough reality shows on the air already.
Yeah, it dropped off after they stopped doing the total requests live, because people would request music videos from like the 90s, boy bands, etc.
Here's my question.
During around that time, and then they just stopped
doing
it.
How can MTV do a video music award show when they don't play videos anymore?
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I was talking about.
Because they go based on freaking YouTube views for it.
Yeah.
So just put it back on MTV.
Oh, no. So
that's what I'm talking about.
That'd be too much like work.
So here's our other big thing.
Yeah.
How many people are getting tired of remakes of movies?
I am.
We're going to break some of these down in the next 20 minutes. Let's start with The Lion King.
Didn't need it.
You make a live action.
You made a
movie of The Lion King,
yeah,
and you take out some of the most important parts.
One of the most important parts. One of the most important.
Like Jeremy Irons.
You took out the most important part, which was Scar's basically his manifesto of why he was even going after Mufasa and Simba in the first freaking place.
And you take out Be Prepared.
That's what I'm talking about. Be Prepared was his manifesto. He was explaining why he was going after his big brother and his nephew.
It's because the fact that it was violent. I'm sorry, people. Stop.
It was violent and children. A death threat.
The live action was just as violent.
It was a the reason why they got rid of Be Prepared, because it was violence and death and a death threat. No crap. He wanted to commit regicide against his own brother. Regicide being murdering the king.
And then you take out Sir Elton John's music.
The man got an award for it.
The only reason why that movie won an Academy Award was for the music.
Music and the animation. Yeah. Mostly for the music.
And you replace it with Beyonce. I have nothing against Beyonce, but there's a time and a place for everything, and that wasn't the time nor the place.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No. I mean, I have nothing against the cast. Cast did great. But we didn't need a remake of an animated movie into a live action.
Now we got this. Now
we didn't need CGI and CGI lions. We didn't need this.
Now we got this thing, The Pink Ladies.
No.
Who is a spinoff of Grease.
Don't get me started.
No.
Why? Why do we need to know about these people?
We need to know the beginning part of it.
Why? If it was that important, you think they would have put it on in Grease.
Thank you.
Or at least Grease 2.
They kind of explained it in Grease 2.
This is what irks me. This is what grinds my gears. Why do we need to know all these backstories on...
anything.
Less on secondary characters. And well, that goes for the Star Wars. I'm not going to take the Star Wars franchise out of this. But that goes for the Star Wars franchise, too. We don't need to know Ahsoka's backstory. We know most of Ahsoka's backstory if you watch the Clone Wars, on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you know.
If the Pink Ladies were all that important to the plot of the film, don't you think they would actually had it put on in Grease?
They did in the second one.
Yeah, they did on the second one. The second one, Jessica can pretty much tell you. It goes through the whole thing.
So why do we need a series about
sung.
Them?
It was sung.
The only thing you had to know about the Pink Ladies, as the Pink Ladies' pledge went, was to act cool, to look cool, and to be cool.
And to death.
And the last part is to death do us part.
So we
think.
So we need a whole series for that now.
Yes, apparently.
What about, here we go, Fatal Attraction. We need a whole series.
No, we don't.
About Fatal Attraction. Nope. When we had it figured out from Glenn Close in the film.
Exactly. Yeah, seriously. We didn't
Glenn Close didn't leave that much to the imagination in the film.
No.
No. No, she didn't.
Why do we need... No. Why does somebody... I mean, are we getting this much lazy writing?
Permanent.
Pardon it, but that's what it is, that we actually need to know every stick, stone, and pop that's done to for these people to make a series out of it.
They did it to one of my favorite shows from the 70s and 80s.
Huh.
And you knew it because I had all the posters all over my doggone wall. And before you came along, John Schneider was my number one man.
Dukes of Hazzard?
You better believe it. They were all over my wall.
Yeah, they redid the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, they did.
They redid the Dukes of Hazzard. They redid freaking Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
they made Starbuck a woman. I'm sorry, but Starsky and Hutch.
Give me a break.
Thank you.
I was never happy with that either. I didn't like stupid doggone Ben, whatever the heck his name is.
Stiller.
The father, mother, father kid there. The one that's goofy.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Yes. He played Starsky. No. Barf.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica. James Olmos as Commander Adama. Not that good of a job as compared to...
No.
Lauren Green in the original 1976 series.
Thank you.
And Starbuck was never meant to be a woman.
No, Starbuck was a womanizing man.
If you're going to do these shows, at least let's keep them close. I mean, Dirk Benedict did a hell of a job as playing Starbuck on the original Battlestar Galactica.
Thank you.
Along with Richard Hatch and the one pilot episode that featured Rick Springfield.
Yes, thank you.
He was very short-lived.
Yes.
And Marion Jensen.
Yeah.
And McCool there.
Yeah.
The one that played Cassiopeia.
Yeah, the one to play Cass.
Whose daughter, Michelle McCool. That's a daughter.
No, that's wrestling.
That's wrestling?
That's wrestling.
That's wrestling.
Well, what's her face to play Cassiopeia?
I can't think of her name.
It'll come to you later on when you're not thinking about it.
And her daughter, who was in Last Man Standing.
Well, yeah,
folks, he can remember this when he gets home, and then he'll turn around and go, oh, shoot, that's for the one.
Yeah, pretty much. And
Without your phone, you can't look in, you can't think of anything, can you?
I got to admit, the only one that was a remake that was a movie didn't really do bad, I would have to say, as sure as the Angels. At least they were close to their source material. And they use, you know, the actual...
Loretta Spang.
Thank you. And they use the actual name, or the actual guy that did the voice of Charlie for Charlie's Angels.
So, okay, so...
Oh, you mean John Forsythe? John Forsythe.
Yes, they used John Forsythe.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, they used John Forsythe for the movie.
Hang on, getting back to
my thing. He's been doing it for years.
Loretta Spang played Cassiopeia.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Molly McCook.
Molly McCook, there you go.
Played Mandy, the second Mandy on Last Man Standing.
Yes.
So if you want to connect those two.
Yes.
Yes.
Molly McCook is Loretta Spang's daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I got to admit, out of pretty much any remake I've seen, the only one that actually did its source material any justice would have to be Charlie's Angels.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, with Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and...
They tried to do Mulan.
They did a live-action Mulan. That flopped horribly because they got rid of Mushu.
Why do these live action films when you've already got the animated films?
Because
what? Because Beauty and the Beast did so well?
Yeah, because they're trying to cash in on
Robbie Benson.
Because they're trying to cash in on that, you know, that cash cow.
So for people that don't know, Robbie Benson was in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, he was the voice of the Beast in the animated movie.
A few times back in the day on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, it was Sabrina's dad.
As Sabrina's father. And the voice that he would sometimes use.
Yes, he would.
On that show is actually the voice from the Beast, from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, he did.
Where he would go, don't make me use the voice.
Yeah, it was a deep, growly voice. And I think it was Salem that annoyed the crap out of him that time. And he says, there he goes, Salem,
no,
don't make me.
What was happening is...
No, Zelda and Helda were arguing.
Exactly.
And he went ahead, and that's when he went into the Beast's voice and said, don't make me use the voice.
Yep.
And, like you said, anybody that's watched Beauty and the Beast picked up on that and realized it was the Beast's voice.
Well, for the people that didn't, that's why Robbie Benson did that in Sabrina. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, because he was the one. Yes, because he was the voice of.
But
Beast.
All these backstories, and a big Star Wars fan as I am.
Yeah.
Even some of these backstories in Star Wars, we don't need to know.
No, we don't.
Really, we didn't need to know Harrison Ford's Han Solo's backstory.
Well, we some people wanted.
Got that figured out from the trilogy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but before we get too far, John Ferrara, if you remember him, who played Peter Becker on Friends, is got such stroke with Lucasfilms and Disney and Kathleen Kennedy that he is releasing at some point the original theatrical releases of the original Star Wars trilogy. before Star Wars was A New Hope.
Exactly.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, but they re-released for the 40th anniversary on May the 4th. They re-released Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Very 40 nice. Years later, it made it into the top 5 box office hits.
Yeah,
40 years after its initial theatrical release.
Yep.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it's still in the top 5.
It's still there?
It's still in the top 5.
But we don't need to know the backstories.
No, we don't.
1, 2, and 3. Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clone Wars, or Attack of the Clones. And Revenge of the Sith. We didn't need. Everything was told to us, and I argue this all the time, everything was told to us in Star Wars, Empire, and Return.
Mm-mm. Your phone beeped.
Is that you?
I don't know. That's somebody's phoned a little popcorn noise.
Not me. I would know. It'd go off in my ears.
I don't know. So we
know everything we needed to know on the original trilogy.
Yeah, we knew that from Obi-Wan.
One, two, and three.
Yeah, it was Obi-Wan.
To tell us what they told us in 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, because Obi-Wan went in and told you about how Anakin became Vader when Luke went ahead and went to go talk to him. And Luke said, "Are you saying that Vader betrayed and murdered my father?" And then he had to explain it in more detail because it came from a different point of view. A different point of view.
Exactly.
And now we find out that Kathleen Kennedy, in all her glory, wants to remake 7, 8, and 9.
No, Force Awakens, no.
Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker to fix some of the problems and plot holes, like the way Luke Skywalker died. Everybody, including Mark Hamill, was all up in arms the way they killed off Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi.
I know. We know.
So much to the fact that they boycotted because Solo came out at the same time, a Star Wars story, which was directed by Ronnie Howard.
Yeah. I think Ronnie did great
Opie Taylor?
Yeah.
It was directed by Opie Taylor and Opie Cunningham. They boycotted that film because they didn't like the way Luke Skywalker died in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and I thought it was horrible to take out on Ronnie.
Even Mark Hamill didn't like the way Luke Skywalker died in The Last Jedi.
Are you kidding? Somebody went ahead and brought
John Boyega had a fit because he wanted a love interest with Daisy Ridley, and that didn't happen.
No,
because the giant tree got it.
You can see it building up through the three films. How John Boyega was trying to get a love interest with Rey, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
They want to fix that. So far, Daisy Ridley has signed on because there's going to be another 3 films that we talked about, I think, last week.
Yeah.
15 years after the events of Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
John Boyega, who played Finn, is signed on. And even Oscar Isaac said that he changed his mind and he wouldn't not do another Star Wars film. This is the same guy who, after Rise of Skywalker got released, said he wasn't going to do another Star Wars film unless he needed a new house. But he changed his mind, and he's up to doing another Star Wars film if the script is any good.
I think he can.
Harrison Ford, you couldn't pay enough. He only showed up in, and Jesse told me this, he only showed up in The Rise of Skywalker because he owed it to Adam Driver.
Yeah, because it was Adam's birthday. Because
the big tree.
They finished recording on Adam's birthday. And he said, there he goes, the kid's good. I'm adding his birthday gift to him. There you go, kid.
So you're not going to get Harrison Ford back because he actually wanted his character to die at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're not going to get him back. Carrie Fisher, you can take all the footage from Force Awakens, Rise of Skywalker, and The Last Jedi, and retool that and recan that, and that can you can still use Carrie Fisher posthumously. Yeah. Billy will probably come back.
Yeah, true. I mean,
you'll get Anthony Daniels.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO in everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
You'll get Ian McDermott.
Oh, yeah.
He's not giving up the Star Wars franchise all that quickly.
No. I mean, he's there for the...
The only problem I see with going back to the original trilogy release is with John Favreau is actually getting David Prowse back as the Force Ghost, because there's a reason why they replaced him with Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Two reasons. One, because the prequels are coming out. And two, there was a story going around that at one of the Comic-Cons, just before the release of Return of the Jedi, when nobody knew there was going to be a third Star Wars film, David Prowse came out and gave the plot of the third film away.
Yeah, he did.
Which literally ticked off George Lucas, and George Lucas got rid of David Prowse and took almost every piece of David Prowse out of the films, except when Luke takes Darth Vader's mask off, you see David Prowse.
Yeah.
And then when they redid the films, they replaced the Force Ghost of David Prowse, Anakin Skywalker, with Hayden Christensen. You were going to say before I jumped in there?
He was that upset. I would be that upset. Nobody
knew that there was going to be a third film back in 1983. Nobody knew about Return of the Jedi.
We thought
Empire Strikes Back was it. Nobody knew there was going to be a third film, and David Prowse came out of the Comic-Con somewhere and pretty much gave away the plot of Return of the Jedi.
Pretty much. Mm. And also another plot hole somebody went ahead and brought up, and they brought it up to JJ. Why was lame if Rey was nobody in the first movie, Force Awakens? Why the heck did Leia go ahead and choose to hug her instead of hugging Chewie when Han died?
Mm-hmm. And the big plot hole I want answered, because we've debated this.
And everybody was like, well, that kind of, wouldn't that have kind of cemented that Leia had known Rey, and Rey would have been, one of the family members?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would have been cool if Rey was, Luke's daughter or something, nobody knew about.
Here's the big one that I want them to fix. And we've debated this on air, off air, everywhere.
Yeah.
When Maz hands Rey the lightsaber.
Oh, you mean Finn?
Finn hands the lightsaber, and Han Solo goes, "Where'd you get that?" And Maz goes, "That's a story for another time. I want to know what the story is."
Thank you.
Because that's Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. How did she get Luke Skywalker's lightsaber?
That's the story behind I Want to Know Myself.
And was the hand connected to it?
There was a hand. Did you find the hand?
We've done this before. If you go watch Return of the Jedi, when he comes out of the chute, if you watch very carefully, you see this little thing pop out of the chute with him. That's his hand.
Yeah, seriously.
But we don't know where his lightsaber went. But Maz ended up with his lightsaber.
Here's one for me.
We got about a minute.
Here's one for me. I want to know. How come, Vader goes ahead and gets redeemed? He has his Force Ghost. Where the fudge was Ben's?
That's what I want to know.
He didn't have one. Where was Ben's? He was redeemed. Where was his?
He saved.
Yeah, but okay.
Her life.
You could go that way. But when Rey was, when that person on Tatooine goes, "What's your name, Rey? Rey what?" You get Luke and Leia there.
So,
Ben's dead.
But you get the Force Ghost of Luke and Leia, who really were from the original Star Wars, who say, you can use that. Okay, we gotta go. We will be back next week, hopefully.
Take care, everybody. Peace.
Have a good day.